As the beloved Archangel Michael speaks his heart to us all, we call our mighty presence into action to bless him and to pour forth such love to him that he does have what is required to move into outer command within our nation, that which he wishes to use to bring the victory of the light as quickly as possible. Beloved of the light, as we enter in to the release of that which we wish to draw into your outer use, I ask you to feel not only the reality of our presence, but I wish you to become acquainted with the power of the angelic host. When it comes to the direction of those activities of the sacred fire which must be drawn into the physical octave to more quickly consume destructive conditions, then there must come the assistance of those great beings of the angelic host who are not only the guardians of that fire, but who are the directors of its terrific electronic force. And as we move forward in the greater understanding of the immense service, the immortal service, which the great angelic host rendered to the people of earth, we will call forth the eternal divine memory in each life stream of that absolute acceptance of the reality of the angelic host, because all mankind centuries ago knew, accepted, and conversed with the angelic host. But as the discord grew greater, the angelic host being holy, pure beings of love had to recede until the cycle in which the violet consuming flame could be given, by which certain purification could take place that would again make it possible for the angelic host to come closer into mankind's outer daily activities. You who have been the chosen people of the present age because of the light you have received and this knowledge of the mighty I Am presence, and because of the love and the great assistance from your beloved Master Saint Germain and all who have come with him, we wish to draw to each of you more power of the angelic host, which means more dynamic, victorious action of the sacred fire's victorious love from the great central sun. And that has nothing whatsoever to do with what you call love in the physical world. This of which I speak is the activity from the great central sun that is drawn into outer concentrated action at the command of the angelic host when your call goes forth to them for the assistance of their love of the sacred fire to become the law of your world. And when you begin to acknowledge, I am the immortal power of the angelic host, I am the cosmic law of their victorious action to the earth, then there will come quickly to your assistance great beings whose power of love will enter into each of you and become for you the greater strength and attainment which makes your victory absolutely certain in everything to which you turn your attention. This greater closeness with the angelic host is absolutely imperative at this time. If you are to receive greater help and enable you to do quickly that which is necessary in the outer. Therefore, if you call the power of the angelic host into victorious action in the physical octave, then you will have the flame, the eternal flame of cosmic Christ love, filling your beings and worlds and becoming for you the authority and power that makes it impossible for destructive forces to connect with you, to interrupt that which you wish to accomplish in bringing forth perfection. You see, all these greater powers of life's perfection, of which we have been speaking, are already in existence, in action, in our great octave of life, and in all the cosmic realms of creation. And in order for that power to come into your outer direction and control destructive conditions here, that you might have protection, it is imperative to set that law into action in your world. It is your octave that needs the action of our cosmic law. We do not need the action of your law. Heavens knows. We don't want it. But you need the action, mark you, of our law in your physical affairs. Therefore, if you will demand the cosmic law's action of the angelic hosts, a victorious presence in your physical affairs, it means that they come and draw the flame that compels that which is not the victory of their love to be consumed. Their flame is all authority over everything in all creation. From the highest to the lowest, their flame is master. And when you begin the acknowledgement of I am the law of the great angelic hosts, victorious mastery in the physical world, then there will move in and around and before you those blessed beings whose love is forever all power required in the use of the sacred fire to govern everything. Perhaps I'm a little partial to the angelic host. It's not surprising if I am. But naturally, I have been one of their directors for a long while. And I say to you, there isn't anything in this world you require so much as your continual acknowledgement of your mighty I Am presence. I'm the law, I'm the power, I'm the victory of the angelic host in your business affairs. Now, isn't that the eighth wonder of the world? It will be when it comes. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, you might think it impossible that the angelic host could get into the business world. But it's not so impossible. Whenever anyone does anything constructive in those channels and requires protection against that which is destructive, it's absolutely imperative for an angel of protection whose authority of love blazes as power of the sacred fire to come and stand the guard around the individual and his or her actions in order to allow that which is constructive to be accomplished. So if you don't have the angelic host acknowledged, accepted, and allowed to draw their sacred fire of eternal love into your business activities, you don't have any constructive activities in those channels. May I say to you tonight, and I ask you to command your outer selves to realize that if you understand me tonight, my words are of more importance to you than all the gold on the earth. I don't believe anyone would have any trouble keeping awake if I suddenly held here before you great quantities of gold. If you saw it coming out of the atmosphere, there wouldn't be a sleepy person in the room. I'm sure of it. Now, why do you suppose that idea of gold and wealth has such a hypnotic control over the feeling and the attention of the outer self? Because the outer self thinks it's going to get everything it wants if it has a lot of gold or a lot of money. And that, again, is simply the suggestion of the human. If you had all the power or activities of the sacred fire, of this immortal love, of the angelic host, in your outer affairs that your higher mental body wants you to have there, you wouldn't have anything but perfection. And that sacred fire could become for you on the moment the physical manifestation of anything you would require to produce perfection and fulfill the divine plan. So I want you to begin to realize that this immortal flame of cosmic love of which I speak is the great wealth of all creation. There is the source of wealth. There is the source of immortal power. There is the victory of the mighty I Am Presence Supreme. Because without that flame of love from the angelic host that guards all that is constructive on this planet, you would not even have a world. Now, what is the requirement of life? Now, what is the law and its cosmic demand upon you to produce perfection here? Do you not see where the power is? The power is in that sacred fire of love that is the perfection of life from the great central sun. Because on the moment that love can produce in physical form whatever substance it requires. And if you just have physical money and physical gold, it won't do that for you. It couldn't suddenly become food for you if there were no food on the planet. It couldn't become a roof over your heads if you couldn't transmute it into something, trade it for something else. But this flame of love of which I speak can become anything on the instant that you require in the physical world. Therefore, you do need this flame of love. And since the world is taking its initiation in love, I mean the great immortal purity and peace of cosmic Christ love from the great central sun, then what you're going to require in the future is the conscious concentration of this flame of our love, which the angelic host alone bring forth. And that you will find will be supply of everything. Within that pure divine love of the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun is the supply and the all of everything to create whole systems of world. Do you think you could lack if you fill your world with that flame? Do you think you can lack if you demand that your business affairs be the immortal victory of the angelic host's eternal love? How could you lack? How could you fail? How could you become discouraged or doubt or fear or feel uncertain if their great flame of love abides with you? You don't know the power of love, my dear ones. If you did, you would never allow anything else in your world. And if there is something else in your world which is not that love, you are all authority to order it out tonight and replace it by the immortal victorious love of the great angelic host to bring to you the supply of everything, to become for you the release of all you ever require to fulfill the great divine plan. Now you've all heard us all tell you that love is the fulfilling of the law. And intellectually, you say, oh yes, I know that's true. It was just wonderful. And the next time someone displeases you, you have forgotten there was love in the universe for the moment. When the anger goes forth, or the criticism, or the condemnation, or blame, or discontent, or whatever it is, the moment that feeling is there, love is gone from your world. Now, just how much and how real do you want this love to become in your world? How much supply do you require in your world? Let us transmute this now. Instead of thinking that supply to you and your world means money or things or opportunities, will you not from tonight remember that the eternal supply you require in your world is the supply of this love? Where love is, lack cannot be. So what you require in the channel of supply is the flame of love from the angelic host that holds within it the fullness of every good thing. And you might say to me, well, the flame of love from the angels don't bring an automobile to me. It don't contain an automobile in that. How do you know it doesn't? Where do you think the ideas came from that first built an automobile to begin with? They came out of that flame of love and nowhere else. Therefore, if an idea could come forth, anything else can come forth. Energy comes forth, consciousness comes forth, substance comes forth, feeling comes forth, and when love comes forth, there is naught of imperfection. Please believe me, precious ones, people need love, not the things of this world. Isn't the world full of things? Aren't your own worlds full of things? And still you're not free from your problems. You're not free from your limitations. You're not free from the desires that keep you constantly under tension. You're not free from your problems or limitations. And there's only one freeing power in all the universe. And that is the sacred fire of immortal love from the great, mighty I Am presence in the great central sun. You may rage and rebel, you may weep, you may plead, you may become depressed or become angry and defiant all you want to, but so long as you exist in this universe, you will be under the law of this demand from the great central sun that perfection come forth from its love. And he who is wise will not be concerned with the human desires and limitations of this world, but he will fill himself or herself in this world with that immortal flame and the action of its cosmic law of love from the great central sun that comes into the physical world to produce perfection and to bless all. People can struggle, people can work, people can dominate, but one day every ounce of energy has to be purified, requalified with that immortal love till it becomes a living flame or a sun of the presence of eternal perfection, ever expanding its happiness and blessing to all. I could talk to you for 1,000 years. And every time I will ever talk to you, I will tell you this again. If the earth is taking its initiation in love, which it is, while hate has run rampant, then if there are only a handful of people calling the immortal laws, victorious authority, power, and action of the great love of the angelic host into the physical octave to blaze its sacred fire everywhere, the whoever would do that would automatically be disconnected from the destruction of the outer world. You might stand amidst the wreck of worlds, if that were possible, and with your attention to your beloved I Am presence, and acknowledging and demanding that the victory of its immortal love come into you and possess you and make you all of itself, you would stand untouched by that which mankind has created of discord. The great beings of the angelic host who come under my direction have century upon century poured their flame of love into the holocaust of hate. And their love is that which today holds the earth in its orbit. And if it is a strong enough flame to keep an entire world on its axis and circling its own orbit, do you not think it's great enough to run your world? The world is a physical thing. And if it keeps the world in its orbit, it controls physical action then, doesn't it? You might call it magnetic force. You may label it anything you please from the electronic standpoint. But in the ultimate, it is the flame of our love from the great central sun that governs all energies action harmoniously. And it'll govern all the energy in your world harmoniously and compel it to yield perfection to you so long as you make yourselves the law of its victorious action in the physical world. Unless this flame is drawn into the business world, you do not have protection for constructive activity. For I tell you, all protection for that which is constructive has to be the flame of our love. And that is why the angelic host are co-workers with the seven mighty Elohim, who are known as the seven builders of this system of worlds. The angelic host are their co-workers. And without the flame of love from the legions of angels who govern constructive activity on this earth, you would not have an earth, you would not have an humanity, you would not have existence. And since that love in the great central sun is great enough to give you existence here, do you not think it's great enough to run your affairs successfully? If it can run a whole planet around its orbit, surely it could run you around your world successfully. Don't you think so? You don't know love. You don't know what's within it. You haven't the slightest concept. Or you'd use it all the time, and not a human being on the earth could ever persuade you to do otherwise. Become acquainted with the great immortal fire of the angelic host's eternal love. Demand that your world become now a sun of its victorious presence, filled with the fullness of every good thing, and charged with immortal freedom to enable you to go forth and give to a world the sunshine of the love of the angelic host. Now this sounds like it was in the vernacular, but it isn't. I'm going to ask you, wouldn't you like to be, each of you, an understudy to an angel? Had you ever thought of that? Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? I won't keep you much longer. But may I make it clear to you tonight that only the angels can teach you what the angels know? Only they know the power of the sacred fire of their love. You cannot get that knowledge of their power or the flame of their love from anywhere except them. For every cosmic being is an angel. Every ascended master is an angel. You may become one too someday. I hope it's soon. But you do not have to make your ascension in order to become the user of some of the powers and the qualities and the flames of our love. You may practice the use of these flames while yet unascended, and thus you will become more efficient after your ascension. So from tonight, won't you make your world a son of the victorious love of the angelic host, and demand their presence with you, that the flame of their love may enter into your business affairs protect all that is constructive, make you victorious over every limitation. I'll help you to fulfill the divine plan in its ever-expanding happiness of perfection's flame. As I said to you before, I am quite partial to the angelic host, and I expect I'll always remain so. I have guarded a great many times. I have consumed unspeakable creations. And yet, I use only one thing, the flame of immortal love from the great central sun, whose power is beyond anything in this whole system of worlds, to manifest. So I'm not offering you lightly a gift of such tremendous power and import. And may I say to you tonight, the most important thing in your daily existence, the most important thing for every one of you, every instant while you yet remain ascended, is your continuous, momentary, conscious, constant, continuous use of the immortal flame of cosmic Christ love, first from your beloved I Am Presence, then from the angelic host, and the cosmic beings, great octave of life, unto wherever you move, your world is that perfection ever pouring forth its freedom to all. And you will never be free from disturbance until you have called this flame of immortal love into yourselves to make you its mastery over all that is not love. The angelic hosts are your guardians, quite as well as your beloved I Am Presence. And may I say to you, your beloved I Am Presence and higher mental bodies hold their eternal mastery of victorious power over everything in this world by that flame of love from the great central sun. If you choose to make the outer self of each one its victorious commanding presence, its cosmic law in action in the physical world, then all that contains within its heart will unfold to you, and you will find in your outer use more than you can ever use in this world. All powers are within that flame of love from the angelic host, and their service is love alone. If you wish to become like them, you too must become the flame and service of love alone. That love from the central sun that is all of all, ever expanding for eternity. So when there is a lack of anything in your world, stop a moment and realize it is the lack of this flame of love that produces a condition that distresses you. So as you call this flame into action to take its place, command that flame of our immortal love to become for you the things that you require to go forward happily and fulfill the great divine plan, the ascended master's way. And precious ones, if responsibility seems to weigh heavily upon you, please conquer that feeling. Your light couldn't expand if you don't take responsibility. There's no other way to enable the light within to ever grow brighter except as you draw it forth in use. And if you don't have responsibility, you won't use it. The outer self is just built that way. It will not let that light expand unless it carries responsibility. So if you are carrying responsibility, it's a consolation to know that while you're carrying it, it forces you to draw forth from your I Am presence and the ascended host these greater powers of life which enable your light to become so bright that one day it bursts into the eternal flame and takes you into the ascension. May the great legions of the violet consuming flame, the angels of the violet consuming flame, attend you now with the love, the purity, the forgiveness which you require to enable you to go forward with happiness, with contentment, and with that feeling of victorious control over every condition that tries to disturb you because it is not love. Only that which is opposed to love can cause you disturbance. Therefore, if disturbance appears, just make up your mind that your main business in life, day by day, hour by hour, and moment by moment, is to command this flame to come forth in outer physical action and become for you the mastery of perfection and the cosmic law of that immortal love becomes a controlling authority of the outer world. Our love, that love, is the fulfilling of the law. When you become that law in action, all things will obey you, all good will seek you, all things will bless you, because through that love, they will become the greater perfection and happiness that is the fulfillment of the divine plan for all. I commend you to its glorious presence, to its great divine peace, to its everlasting healing power, and to its purity that will call forth from the heights of creation all the illumination you'll ever require to take you through anything and make you successful, victorious, the master over all that would seek to obstruct your way. May my legions of immortal love, whose flame is eternal existence, bear to you their cosmic gifts and flood you with miracles without limit, till you know the truth of the words I have spoken tonight. They have become for you living flames in your world to produce perfection that forever sets all free. Thank you and good night. Beloved Archangel Michael, thank you for your love. Thank you that you are our friend of eternity. May the angelic host who come under your direction come so close in and around those under this radiation that at all times we are aware of their presence. And their flame of love goes into our beings and worlds and governs all things to the fulfillment of the divine plan everywhere till our ascension is complete. See that we are never apart from them, even for an instant, and their flame ever expanded through and around us till we too become the cosmic power which they are to the earth. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such immortal love, victorious love from the great central sun, that its flame stands round about us and governs all in the eternal perfection of the divine plan, fulfilled everywhere with full power. Forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in whatever power of that love makes us victorious over all in this world, until we are the light of the world whose love consumes all hate forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, precious, mighty victory. Thank you, our beloved Archangel Michael. Blaze thy love in and around us all, and blast all else from creation forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great Archangels, we ask you to wrap us in the sevenfold flame of the love of the seven mighty Elohim. Make us its dazzling, victorious power everywhere we move. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of Thou. And cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and make us the immortal law of the victorious love of the angelic host. And wherever we move, compel that to abide with us until perfection reigns everywhere, supreme through all. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved, mighty, I'm presence, all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified whatever gives the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of immortal victorious love from the great central sun, that moves into outer action, that which compels the consuming of all unlike itself for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation. See that it goes forth to compel the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those all that is not that immortal divine love, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, by that divine love that cannot and never did fail. May the fullness of its light now become all we can ever require, till we all stand the standard and free. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the activities of that great sacred fire of victorious love of the angelic host that we require to make us master over everything in this world and fill this world with that flame till it's a sun of that everlasting love that praises the source of creation, the mighty I Am Presence, for eternity.